Chapter 5. The Monster's Story. More than anything, I wanted friends and I wanted love. But I frightened people. They thought I was cruel.
When I heard the monster's words, I felt kinder towards him. Yes, I created him. I was responsible for his happiness or unhappiness. I decided that I must listen to his story. He went across the ice, and I followed him. It started raining again. We sat down by a fire in a small hut on the mountain. The monster began to speak. At first I was alone, and I was hungry. I took some clothes from your house, but I was cold. I do not remember very much, but I remember the forest near Ingolstadt. I quickly learned how to live there. I ate leaves and fruit, and I drank from the river. I was not quite human, so I did not need good food. I did not know who I was. I did not know where I came from. But I learned about life. I enjoyed the song of the birds. My eyes saw light and dark. The sun in the day and the moon at night. Sometimes I searched for food all day. I did not know how to make a fire. I could not get warm. One day I saw a little hut on a hill. The door was open, so I went inside. An old man sat by the fire. He turned when he heard a noise. He looked at me and screamed. Then he ran outside, across the fields, as quickly as he could. There was some bread, milk, and cheese on the table. It was the man's breakfast. I was very hungry, and I ate it quickly. I liked the hut because it was dry and warm. I fell asleep on the floor. Later, I continued walking across the fields. Evening came, and I arrived in a village. It seemed so wonderful. I looked at the houses and other buildings. Vegetables grew in the gardens. I went into a farmhouse. The people in there looked at me and screamed. Everyone in the village became angry. Children ran away, but men attacked me with stones. I escaped to the fields. I was frightened and unhappy. I found another small hut, and I went inside. I could not stand up inside it, but I slept on the floor. I was happy to find a dry place. There I could escape from the bad weather, and I could escape from the cruel world of people.